Here at 8:48, we're going to welcome in Operations Manager Tanner Struckman again to talk about some programming changes that folks will be hearing as of today on KODY.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What do you want to talk about?
I think you're more than aware of what we want to talk about.
Yeah, well,
I don't know that our listeners are aware. I've not previewed this at all. This
coming time. Up later on at 11 o'clock, this is a change that was going to happen inevitably, and it's actually not a change that we made necessarily. Rush Limbaugh's show is officially done. As of Friday, it was the last show, and it was the last show. It's not gone on to where we're taking it off early. We closed it out, which I thought was the appropriate time. They did, obviously he passed away months ago, but we didn't really know how long that show was going to go on in it the way it was going, but we kind of wrote it out. We kind of wanted to let the new shows all come out and see what they were going to do, and they have. They've announced them all. So there will be a new show for now, which is from the same network, the Premier Network, called Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I just wanted to let everybody know that it's not necessarily the show we're going to go with permanently. It's not necessarily not the show we're going to go with permanently. It just, to get a good test run on it, we have an opportunity to try it out for within 90 days. We can cancel at any time. We can keep it forever if we want. Man, I thought just an easy opportunity for us to try it out. You know, they're pretty big names. Clay Travis has been in the political world for a while now, and he's made quite a name for himself. And Buck Sexton's had a show. Well. Yeah, I mean, these are names that people know. You know, I've taken calls on Dan Bongino's show through Westwood One. There's a show from Jimmy Fallon, who's Fox Across America, that's gotten a lot of pub as of late. I would say those are the three we're kind of looking at to replace this. But I just wanted to let our listeners know, you're going to hear something different. Don't freak out. Don't think that. That's not to say, though, it won't be the show, because it might be. But at this point, we were kind of a little bit hamstrung on what we could do, to the point where we had to. We didn't necessarily have to, but it was maybe the easiest way to try out this show. It was an opportunity to get a little bit of test run on it without having to sign a full-time, you know, year-long contract, which is usually how these go. So you'll hear Clay Travis, Buck Sexton. We're going to try them out. I invite you to give them a listen, see what you think. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you think. You know, in an ideal world, I would have tried out all three shows for a couple weeks each. We can't do that. And number one, they wouldn't let us do that for Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Dan Bongino won't let us test it out at all. So Jimmy Fallon, we could do a test run with them, and we might. But at this point, we're gonna try this show out and just see how it sounds. And don't really know how this show is going to go. I have no clue what it's going to be like, but I feel like they're going to be the closest to what a Rush Limbaugh show is. There's not going to be a Rush Limbaugh show. And frankly, I'd also like to say, I don't think there'll ever be a show that has the long-term run that Rush did.
Or the audience, I think.
No, and that's just it. Rush had this whole, he had, from 11 to 2, almost the entire pie. If you look at
right.
it as a pie,
yeah.
I think that pie is going to get split up at least three ways. Now, there might be some bigger chunks for certain ones. I would like to have the big pie piece of that pie. I would like to
rightfully
be in,
so.
I would like to be in the big chunk, but I don't know who's going to claim that, and that may take time to claim that big chunk of the pie. So that's kind of why we wanted to not jump to a conclusion and just pick the first show that came out, which was Dan Bongino's. But we also wanted to see what Premier was going to offer, and that took a while for them to announce that. They just announced that a couple weeks ago, in fact. So, you know, it may be a fluid show. This time slot, I'd like to finalize it at some point in the next year, and I think we will. We're not going to jump around, but this could be the show of the future. But again, I don't think there's going to be a show that lasts for 30 years.
We'll get our first taste at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you'll get your first taste at 11 to 1. Nothing else changes the rest of the day. Off Sean Hannity and then Ben Shapiro. You know, for a while there, we thought maybe Ben Shapiro might try to, you know,
fill the gap.
That he does have a show, but they seem to be, you know, there's some big names that they've just brought out with Dan Bongino, and I think they looked for younger. The youth of conservative talk radio is certainly showing right now, because Clay Travis, Dan Bongino, Ben Shapiro, they're all fairly young, mm-hmm. in terms of, in terms of radio.
Sean Hannity has become the senior broadcast member, you could say, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I would say so. So, you know, we'll be curious to see how it goes, but we're gonna have this Clay Travis Buck Sexton show for the time being, and we'll give it a good test run and see how it sounds, and let us know what you think. You know, if you hate it, call us, let us know. If you like it, call us, let us know.
You can also message us on Facebook, give us an email, news@huskerradio.com.
Yeah, any way you can get it to us, let us know.
Write a letter even.
Yeah, which our audience does like. This is the audience that still writes letters. I'll tell you that.
And we like it.
We do.
Real 70s fourth.
We do get some of those. So give us feedback, you know, and it's not going to be a decision that makes everybody happy. I know that. You can't change a show without probably, every time we change a show, which isn't very often, we haven't done many, we get people that are not thrilled with it, and that's okay. That's going to be the case. We can't please everybody, but, we're hoping we can at least find the one that pleases the most amount of people, and
it's the best fit for rural Nebraska, too.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. I think we got some good options, though. Yeah, I kind of personally like having, not that I wanted Rush's show to end, but I knew you weren't going to get one that we could take it over and get the whole piece of the pie. Now you get a little competitive, market out there in radio.
Yeah, brings in some competitive edges between 11 to 2.
Yeah, it gives us some options, and I think you'll see radio stations around the country kind of split on which way they're going to go and maybe try change after a year. They might try this show for a year and say, but Dan Bongino's really jumped up, and so we'll see how it goes. The future is pretty fluid from here on out, but at least from 11 to 2 for the coming month or so, you're going to hear Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. I'd invite you to give them a good listen, give them a chance to earn your ears.
And your recommendation here will not fall on deaf ears. That will be taken into consideration from our listeners as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I'll be honest with you. This isn't the station I listen to every day. First off, I don't have time to listen to a lot of our radio stations.
Or children might do that to a person.
I'm pretty busy. I don't listen to
that in your own radio show.
Right. And I'm not just sitting in a car all day driving or anything, so I don't have the opportunity to listen to a lot of talk radio. I do in the nighttime when I'm driving home from games and things. But
a little Jimbo.
Yeah, so I don't have a chance to always listen. So, you know, I certainly take your advice and the listeners' advice. I've asked friends of mine who are big Rush Limbaugh fans, said, what are you thinking? What do you like? What would you like to see? And so please let us know. We'd love to know.
And we've paid close attention to what other affiliates have been doing at this time, including affiliates that are in a sister station group with us as well. So
Yeah. I mean, they're every station AM in the country that aired Rush Limbaugh is in the exact same boat, which
absolutely.
Is 300-400 some. I mean, there's a lot of them. Yeah. So they're all trying to figure out exactly what the right piece to the puzzle is. And I think that the fun thing is, I think that piece is, you've got options. There won't be just one piece that fits right. And you've got time. I mean, it's going to take time for, and I think that'll change. You never know. I mean, in today's society, we all know, anything can happen to anybody, and they're old news then. They're gone.
Right.
You know, things can change really quick. Rush was a guy who had established himself for so long that he wasn't going to change much. He was going to be in that slot until he couldn't be anymore. I think this is going to have a lot of fluidity from 11 to 2, and that's kind of fun.
Time will tell. Thank you for taking time for us. Big change this morning, 11 to 2. It all kicks off here on KODY.
Yeah, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Give him a listen.
That's going to begin today. Thanks for taking time for us. We'll wrap up Mugs in the Morning next on KODY.